Frank FM. And it is.
Necessary.
Look at that.
Make it
I'm
down,
excited Tom. About it. There we are. It is a Tuesday installment of Not Necessarily the News, celebrating free speech, because this costs absolutely nothing.
America.
It's the radio. Worth every bit, too. Our Hanksters online, as we are streaming live on our Hank Facebook page. Have fun in the comments section.
Let's start right out.
Yep.
Hey, what happened?
Well, we'll have a Trump date today at 7:47. So that should be interesting after the weekend events elsewhere, as things never stop. Mm-hmm. It was suggested online, and Trump retweeted it or re-exed. I don't know what to say anymore. Somebody said they should rename ICE NICE.
Oh, yeah. Really?
And President Trump said, I might just do this. Mm-hmm. We're going to do this. It may not require congressional approval to do, so it may just happen. Meanwhile, it's day two of King Charles, Queen Camilla, hanging around. They're here for 4 days at the White House and everything. And today, the king will address a joint session of Congress on Capitol Hill, marking only the second time a British monarch has done that. That was back with, like, Bush Sr. 91. So anyway, he'll speak to members of the U.S. Senate and House, and I'm sure that will be exciting C-SPAN coverage.
Yeah, I can't wait.
I'm kind of hoping that he shows up at the Trump date today.
Ooh.
I mean, they're hanging out together.
Maybe he'll do a TikTok dance or something.
That would be great.
Gotta break it down.
That'd be great.
Jessica Alba turning 45 years old today and maybe celebrating with something old, new, borrowed, and blue, but no prenup. Mm-mm, no way. She is madly in love with her new boyfriend, Danny Ramirez, is a romantic through and through, and friends say that she thinks legal contracts before tying the knot are just cringy. She was previously married to Cash Warren from 08 to 2025. And worth a whopping $60 million.
Well, she's big in the cosmetic industry, correct?
Well, I think it's her Honest products that put her over the edge.
Preach it, girl.
And it all started because she was changing her baby's diaper. Ugh. And then all this blue, weird stuff started flying out. And she called the company and said, what is this? And they said, I don't know. She thought, well, maybe it shouldn't be near my baby. And boom, that's how it happened.
Sports!
In other news, Taylor Swift yesterday is, she filed a trademark for her voice and her likeness.
Mm.
And she's kind of the latest, but maybe the biggest, because McConaughey kind of did this and then is also in the business of doing this. So I don't know what his story fully is, but what it is, she filed three trademarks that protect herself against AI misuse. And she's obviously one of the most AI people out there of whatever the heck that AI thing means. So she's trademarking her, self. So every time that NBC puts her on an NFL game, does that mean she gets a residual?
And I'll write your name.
That's well done. That's well done.
So it's also a big happy birthday to Penelope Cruz. You know, she dated Tom Cruise way back in the day.
Oh, that's right, because it was the Cruise thing.
It was the Cruise and
Cruise. We enjoyed that.
Yeah, I don't...
Who
did?
They didn't, evidently.
They started in a weird movie together. I can't remember what movie that was. Either way, it's now Pam Anderson's turn. Allegedly. Sources say they've had a secret connection since they met in 2024. And there's definitely a spark, and the two can talk for hours and hours. Pam Anderson, Tom Cruise, put that on your bingo card for 2026.
Or 1997.
That would also work. I mean, everything old is new again.
Didn't even talk about this yesterday, but Talladega was quite eventful on Sunday. It had one of the biggest wrecks in NASCAR history. The big one actually happened fairly early for the big one, 26-car pileup. And really, out of the deal, there was only like 14 cars that continued on at the time. But really cool at the end of it, Carson Hocevar won his first career race. And his celebration It's called the Dente now. Mm. It already has a name.
The Dente?
And so he just, cars like on the front stretch, in front of the stands, going in a straight line down the front. And he gets basically Dukes of Hazzard on the side of the door.
Oh.
And sits and kind of steers it, but he has jammed the throttle, obviously, so it still has gas.
Oh, my.
Yeah, yeah. He did end up, like, plowing into the fence. But NASCAR says they are not going to cancel it. They're not going to disqualify it or anything going forward. That it's now, if you want to try it for at least a little while longer, go for it. Until them old Duke boys learned a thing or two.
Oh, dear. Yeah.
Congratulations. Oh, they're at TMS, by the way, this weekend.
So there's so many scammers on the internet.
Thank you.
However, Tinder is fighting all the catfish with a fancy new feature that is also a little creepy. You see, it has an orb that's kind of like Cyclops, and it will scan your eyeballs to make sure you are actually you and not like an AI Taylor Swift. Apparently it's an issue.
Yeah.
It seems to be growing. And if you agree to use it, you get a free boost to your profile. I don't know what any of that means. I've never been on a dating app my entire life. But good luck.
So unlike most of Tinder, it's eyes up.
Yeah, see?
Okay.
Zuck, are
there
you listening?
Go. Well, our little 19-year-old forward for your Dallas Mavericks, Cooper Flagg, is your Rookie of the Year.
Woo!
Yes.
Sport.
On arguably the worst Mavs team in their history. It's up there.
They're not going to
it's
the Super
up
Bowl.
There. But, he ended up winning it. And only the third to ever do it for the Mavericks. That would be Jason Kidd in 95. And won Luka Doncic back in 2019.
That kid is going places.
Yeah, unfortunately, that was Westwood. But congratulations to Cooper Flagg. You did it. 92.1 KFM.